Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, in our last episode this season, Sarah, Trenton, and their two children moved their family's cows to their summer pasture.
If you would want to stand about 15 feet that way, right where you are, that'd be great. We're trying to shush them across the road into that gate.
The herd is cruising down the road toward us, and that automatically makes me part of the crew.
And watch for traffic because people are stupid.
The families gathered their cows and their calves from their calving pasture and is moving the 22 pairs plus the two cows who've lost calves to the yard. There, the cows will be separated temporarily from their calves, loaded onto one of three trailers, and trucked to their summer ground to mother back up.
Cows are really, really big, and the calves can get crushed. The road is really rough part of the way, and even though our cows are good, if they're all cows, they'll stand and lean on each other, and nobody will fall down. But if there's cows and calves mixed, those calves will still get trampled.
Hey, come on, push in there. Come on, get your feet up. Come on, step up, girls. Come on, there you go.
That's the first trailer loaded. Now, Sarah and the kids, Shayla and Tristan, will sort off another small group of cows while Trenton swaps the trailers round.
Tristan! Tristan! Go stand there, please. So, Shayla, let's get 9 cows. Leave 623 and 925.
Number 623 will babysit the calves in the trailer. She's placid and experienced enough to look after the calves, who've never left their mothers nor ridden in a truck before. Number 925's baby has a hurt foot Sarah needs to check before he loads. Trenton joins the others, and the four of them swat the animals with flags tied to switches. The cows, reluctant to part from their calves, bellow as they're sorted into loading pens. The calves, desperate for their mothers, occasionally dart into the cow pens. To me, it doesn't really seem like there's a lot happening in the sorting and loading departments. Trenton assures me I'm wrong.
It's all about timing and not putting too much pressure on them and then giving them space when they need it. So,
Sarah's ready to check the lame calf. She sends Shayla for the antibiotic and syringe she thinks she might need, but Trenton's disappeared.
It's going to take me and Trenton both, I think, to hold him.
Trenton!
He arrives, and before I know what's what, the 300-pound calf is on his side, and Sarah's taking a look. Diagnosis, foot rot. Sarah's pretty happy with that, because it's a potentially easy fix.
See how it's swollen right there? Right here especially, and see how the skin is yucky, and it's got like a wound in between? Maybe you can't see that, but see that?
Split in between the toes.
Ooh, and it hurts. It's really sore, and if you were to smell it, it would possibly make you gag. He says, ow, dang it. Sorry, baby. So we're just going to go ahead and doctor him. This particular antibiotic is really good for foot rot, and so we're going to take the chance that it's going to do what it's supposed to do, and we're going to haul him out. I might regret that, because we might have to then go gather him out of the pasture to doctor him again, but this drug lasts usually for 12 to 14 days at therapeutic levels, so my odds are good.
The cows and calves are loaded, and Sarah's called lunch orders into the fishtail store.
So we're just going to wait like 20 minutes for them to finish making our sandwiches, and then we're going to head out, drive to the pasture out north, let them out of the trailers, try to hold them in a group until they seem to find each other, because otherwise sometimes the calves will just take off for God knows where, and then come back, and then they're out.
That's it for Season 7. Yellowstone Public Radio would like to thank Trenton and Sarah and their family and clients for generously sharing their stories with us this spring. Thank you. Season 8 of Field Days will begin later this summer.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.